to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You know, we've got a Zulu man in studio when another Zulu claps for the Zulu man. You know how I knew he's Zulu?
What?
His jacket has his panda.
Oh, wow.
And his panda lapaya. Thanks, and chaps.
He said Mkakwini. What is that?
Mkakwini. It's where they made those boots. If the brakes on the taxi fails, you can take out that boot.
Yeah. You can hurt someone's feet with a safety boot with those boots.
Those are herding boots.
Yeah.
You herd kettle. You drip the kettle. What's who drip?
Trip.
You can trip the kettle.
The kettle.
The kettle. Hey. Turmeric.
Yeah.
Farida, is it just me or does it smell like feet here?
It's very cheesy around here.
No?
Who did cheese kills?
What do you mean?
My eyes are.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it getting louder?
The cheese next.
Yes. Fuck. Come out.
I'm
the only one. No, put them on.
Just because we're not limited to touching four on one shoe. You can make 7 shoes with one shoe.
We make how many? Seven.
We're busy making fun of Njabulo's shoes. Farida, kanto prespe wilsa kanda kanda.
You guys are haters of style. And the thing is, I keep coming to show you what's going to go up in the
future. This is not style. This is solving a disability.
Yeah, these are the shoes. You know the people that have...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm putting my feet down.
Even me, I'm putting that.
Barefoot.
What do you mean we're not stylish? Look at Zizi's shirt.
Yeah. No, Zizi is wearing the most amazing shirt.
Yes.
This is quality.
Yeah.
What is this shirt? Photosynthesis.
Mitochondria. This is like a petri dish of
this
sorts.
This is a petri dish of shirt. This is silicone. Hey. I mean silk.
What is silicone?
Very silicone.
Also, why would you wear silicone cashot your mat?
Bro, I won't lie now. I honestly, because I get sexist.
Okay.
So inclusive. What does that have to do with anything?
With the silicone.
So this shirt, obviously
inherited.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, you can see this inherited.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to wait just to, you know, pay how much.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Pay homage.
This is your size. Look at you, bro. Look like you have the HR. Sorry, no. An early face. This is the point where you ask your pops, are you okay, dog?
What do you mean?
What's going on?
Okay, so let's not talk about
this. Dinner the fade.
Please. Yes.
Sorry, that might have sounded...
Green Mamba. Carry on.
I'm the convo.
Okay, can we talk
who
about...
Who did you inherit this from? Nelson?
No. This was on auction. This was one of my uncle's and he actually passed away.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wearing it. All right, you know what?
No,
it's getting dark.
This is why we keep Tsitsi off camera.
Yeah,
it's for these reasons. Kitty silk shirt, kitty
Because people, they don't allow me to express myself. Oh, yeah. and
express yourself.
Let me express myself. Please, the next guest. Oh, I'm excited because the first time I ever started watching comedy by myself. Then I...
Who used to watch with you before?
Eh?
Your uncle.
I got a comedy PG.
Parental.
So this one I stole it for myself.
Yeah.
I became such a big fan of this person. I even remember the last joke that he told to win the first ever season of So You Think You're Funny.
Hit us with it.
That joke is he was in the toilet, Owen, and then he was looking at a newspaper and he had a picture of his favorite politician on the newspaper, and it was someone from COPE at the time. And then he said it was sad because the where he lives they use the newspaper as the
toilet paper,
and now he had to use the face of his favorite.
Oh no.
And then he was like, he had a conversation with him and he said sorry, Tera Lukota, and then he used him and he said go COPE.
Sifiso. Where is COPE today?
No, they're not coping.
They're not coping. They're in the.
Do you think you will make it if somebody says this tonight? Your face, my aunt, it's gonna. You get.
And then wish you well.
COPE with God. That is a ritual.
And today we're coping, but yeah, let's.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Today you are in for a special treat, riding on the co-pilot chair because you guys loved her so much the last time. She's back! Back!
Back like Mkokoto!
Oh, yes! You guys loved her in our first episode we had with her that didn't work out.
And they drew me on.
And then we had her again, and then it worked out, but we had load shedding.
Yeah.
Today, uninterrupted electricity.
Never.
Because it's still election season. We have with us our co-pilot, the one and only, Faro Frizzy, Izinja Zekeng, master of the Instagram,
master,
conqueror of the TikTok, part-time student of Twitter. Please put your digital hands together. Help us welcome our guest. I almost said judge.
Wow.
Oh, you're a
guest detective. Welcome our guest co-pilot for today, sitting in the co-pilot seat. Make some noise for Farida Farofa.
Hi guys. So thank you for having me again. This is a professional setting and I will hold myself as such.
All right.
Introducing to my left, your right, the guy who seems to have all the MC jobs. He's taking over mics, telling people what to do, telling who's the winner, the loser. It's Mpo Pops.
Yes.
He pops the cheese, the corn. Look at that smile. Timmy on his back. We're not going to go about that.
And of course, Farida is not alone. She will be taking over our co-pilot today, Robert, who's out there playing with his neck somewhere in the world. While he's nectaring the scene, we have our very own Hi Mamela. His shirt looks like a Nokia 6110.
Yep. Yeah.
Leska mona leso o tshentsha dikala. From Leboa Khomo with a Lefa shirt.
Yeah.
He got it in his inheritance. Nakwe babala will. Are na my boy. Ke batla a thole shirt yo. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Leboa Khomo's finest, Titi Chumeric, the Barbaric!
Yes. All right. And introducing the guest of today.
Come on, Titi.
The one and only comic maestro. One of the funniest human beings from Durban. Mpangeni.
Come on.
To be exact. One of the funniest human beings in the earth, actually. This is a person that I look up to very much so. And I feel like he's going to be, and he is, he's a superstar.
Come on.
And he's a fellow Cancerian.
Sensitive guy.
Won 2 awards at the recent Comics Choice Award.
Two. Come on, Titi.
Ngwishisha. This guy has a joke so funny. Mm-hmm. It's like he's an orchestra master.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. On stage.
Come on, Sisi.
Kadi tewo tarin.
Yes.
Right here at Streaming Studio.
Today.
Right next to Shell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still a Shell. But it's here. You understand?
It could be an Astron tomorrow.
It could be an Astron tomorrow.
What, Georgia?
Wearing a hairstyle of a natural born.
Yes.
Kitschy
Yes.
It's the one and only comedy legend, South African comedy legend. If you underestimate this guy, Urobechi on yourself.
Yay. Come on.
Yeah, now the one and only. Sifiso Nene.
One last time.
We need to fight
the spirit. Please watch it. Please watch it.
It's a him.
So speaking.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, no.
Yo.
Thank you.
Bye, my lume. Bye, my lume.
Nene.
Yo. Oh, man.
I'm looking at the mic now. Speak so, Nene.
What up, dog?
My dog. Finally.
Yo.
Finally. Gunini.
Gunini, boy.
Yo.
It's been ages. This guy has been asking me to do this show.
Yes, yes.
For long.
For a long time.
Ah, but you're here today, dog.
I'm here.
Super excited to have you.
Thank you.
Nene, we've got cheese boys and cheese girls out there in the country, in the world. You know, we get comments from Asia and places like that. They are probably watching, thinking, wow, who is this handsome Zulu man? So, Nene, please tell us your full name. All of it. All of it.
My full name.
And what it is you do.
Oh, my name, my full name is Sifiso Nkosi Khoena Nene.
Mm. Nkosi Johnson.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
I wanted to make sure I heard properly.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And now I don't.
Ah, man. Ayo, it's made that guy a brand ambassador.
Influencer. You have a feeling of an influencer on my AR.
Hi, guys.
Before you guys.
I'm still here, you know what? I'll take mine. Take yours.
Told us he's a good guy. Like, come on.
Oh, man.
Yo,
so
we,
my name.
We need blessings on this podcast. I don't know what's happening here.
Did they fetch his spirit?
Oh, Farina! Already.
It's a sick episode. This one.
Okay.
Oh, but the cruelest thing was when Thabo Mbeki bowed in front of him. He greeted everyone by hand when Nkosi Johnson came.
Because he didn't have beet. I believed in beetroot. Yeah. Like, I didn't eat this morning.
I didn't eat beetroot this morning.
Yeah, you probably asked one of the Secret Service. Snipe beetroot. He had his hand out. Beetroot.
He laced his hand in beetroot before greeting. And garlic. He treated people with HIV like they're vampires.
He had a slice of an onion in his mouth.
A rosary in his pocket.
That's so high.
And a silver gold tooth.
Guys, enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo.
May you rest in peace.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Nkosi Johnson. May his soul
may fetch
rest.
His spirit.
This is Malume.
Nkosi Johnson. She's gang. If we get cancelled today, it's been a good run. We love you guys.
You are part of us now.
You are part of us.
We are guilty as we are
all going down.
We are all guilty.
We are all guilty.
Oh, man. Your name.
Whoa. Yes.
Wow.
But just keep your glasses off.
Oh man. Ish. My name Sifiso Nkosikhona name.
Sifiso Nkosikhona.
Yeah, that's my name. I'm a stand-up comedian.
You're a stand-up.
Like, okay. Why did you guys bring me here when this man is here?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry for it. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Nkosikhona.
Oh, yes, sir.
Malume Sifiso. This is a very serious place, you know that. Popcorn and cheese is a serious place.
Yo,
is
this water? Your
mic, just move your mic closer to you.
Closer to me.
Yeah, and then bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sifiso. Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Oh, you also drink? You've never drank water.
Today's bad. Two souls were fetched with one branch.
And they're sitting with me right now. Yo. Ba complain. Yes, yes.
Omunya kwekela.
Omunya. Yeah! Yeah! Chatini. You're going to be driving home to
Hey.
Ah, no, wait.
I need some air. My wig is sticking to everything.
This
I shit's
gonna be speaking on the way home. If you travel, no, man. Guys, whoa. Nene, let's start in the beginning, bro.
Where were we?
Comedy.
Oh, comedy. Okay. I'm a stand-up comedian. That is what I do.
You're a stand-up comedian.
Yes, sir.
Were you always a stand-up comedian?
No, bruh. I was not a stand-up comedian.
What did you start life as?
Started life as the spirit fetcher.
Malume, sizoglanda.
Sizoglanda. You know that what? No one is supposed to talk. You can't even laugh, bruh.
The person who fetches the... Like, the one holding the spirit.
The one holding the spirit can only talk to the spirit.
So let's talk to our cheese gang who are not aware. So when someone dies, there's a branch. That
yes. There's a tree branch called Mlahla Nkosi in Zulu. I don't know what they call it in Limpopo, but...
I've never fetched the spirit in my life.
You just got the shit.
If you die, it's probably still there.
So no one.
So they use that thing to, so you speak to the, to at the,
instead of the grave.
Yes. Where the person, the deceased.
Left. Departed, yeah.
Departed from, right. And then you say whatever. And then you get into the car. Mm-hmm. As the spirit fetcher, you keep quiet.
And you have to hold that stick.
You hold it. If someone dies here in Joburg, bruh, all the way to Limpopo, it's just you and this guy. Malum!
When people ask you questions in the car,
you can't
coke.
Say anything.
You are quite right.
Which one is this one?
Hey, bruh.
And if the spirit says, of Rampala, how do you tell us?
Wow, Rampala.
If it warns you, then if you don't off Rampala, you don't bore a
Yo.
Spirit is full of shy 6'9".
Spirit sometimes, brother. Spirit sometimes decides, no, I'm not going. And then you guys think you took the spirit. Meanwhile, it's just chilling there, wondering. Doing its own thing.
Oh, can that happen? Like maybe you guys stop at a petrol station.
Yes,
to,
apparently
to
you
pee
can't.
And
you
then...
can't go across the river or go over the bridge without alerting the spirit first. Mm. That we are
So who can talk in that instance?
The one who's got the branch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does he whisper to the branch or does he announce?
He announces to the branch and everyone that, okay.
Malume?
Malume. We are now next to a river. Mm. Because apparently the river takes the spirit. Mm. I don't know. But something like that. And then no wonder the Twasa people they go to the river for the spirit. Mm. So water and the spirits, the spirits there. So how did we get to the spirit?
why
are we talking about the spirit?
I think there's a spirit what? That's making us
a spirit.
Yeah. It needs attention.
That shirt.
Who died here?
The owner of the shirt.
Jeez.
Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. I was hustling before stand up comedy.
You started life as a Zulu man.
As a Zulu man.
Mm-hmm.
Like
most Zulus.
Else.
Most like everybody else. Like everyone else, I started life as a Zulu.
And then I was working for this company. Started working for this company. We made parachutes.
You have gone and suspended across the board.
Ah, no.
Guys, it's true. I made parachutes. The skydiving thing.
Please come here to spread lies.
I swear.
Can we have one serious moment?
Please.
Guys, I swear I made parachutes. I swear. For skydiving. That is what I was doing before I jumped into comedy.
Before I jumped into
am I gonna make it through?
How are we gonna make it through, guys?
What kind of parachutes were you making?
I don't know.
The normal parachutes. So there are normally two parachutes in the
round in ones and those rectangular ones.
No, these I ones? Made those ones that the big ones.
Oh yes.
Like for hot air balloons.
No, not those ones. That's a hot air balloon.
Ah, Farina, don't I'm gonna get hot air balloon parachute.
A parachute.
A kick wheeled.
So like in a plane.
Yes.
they will have parachutes under the seat.
Mm. Emergency.
Or in the army.
Yes.
The
yes,
army
yes.
has.
I'm a parachute.
Yeah, the parachute. So normally in that backpack there are two. There's the main one.
And this, in case...
in case the other one doesn't open. Yeah. So there's a side chick of the parachute.
So which ones did you make? The main or the side?
Both.
No wonder his special is called Baby Mama Drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I watched the show called Pure Munati Show.
Yeah. While sewing the parachute.
Yes, and I was like, yo, I think like these people. Then initially I wanted to write the scripts for that show.
You were watching Pure Munati Show.
Yes.
And you had this desire just to write scripts for the show.
Yes, because I saw myself. I don't know if I can put it like I saw my mind or how the script writer writes. I could tell the punchline. That okay, this is where this gag is going, this is where it's going. So then I started writing scripts, hoping that I'll come in Joburg and meet someone and present the scripts and see what happens. And I did that.
That's incredible, bro.
I went to
Mpangeni bus station.
I was in Durban at the time.
Oh, your dog, yeah.
Yeah, and then I took a bus, came to the SABC and in my mind, I thought, for real, this thing was shot inside SAPC. Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So my
so
mind...
So you went to reception, what?
It will be Pure Munati.
Yeah. Then I got there, they're like, dude, this thing is shot in different locations. Mm. But there is a show where one of the actors from Pure Munati is a guest on, like, a talk show. Mm. And then I went there, I waited for that guy, Ronnie Modimola.
Yes.
Then I, when he was going to the toilet to wipe off the makeup, I kissed him again and I was like, dude, I'm a comedian. Oh, I'm a script writer. I believe I can write scripts for you. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, yo, dude, calm down. gave me his number and said, I must come back to Joburg the following week And then I did, and then I showed him my scripts. It was him and his brother.
So it's Ronnie and what's his name? Yeah,
the other guy. The brother, Ronnie.
Russ,
yes,
Russ Modimolle.
Dude, I got to at the time they lived at Winchester Hills.
Oh, someday.
Hey, yo, south.
Someone lives in Winchester Hills.
Till
right
today.
Now.
Who's that?
What's happening?
What?
Huh? Back then Winchester
it was for the
yes. Uh-huh. It was sent in.
Uh-huh.
So
today.
Alex.
Yes.
More like anyway, you. So I showed them my scripts. Brother, they didn't laugh.
Oh no.
At a time, I didn't know that when a comedian doesn't laugh at a gag, it's funny.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
comedians will always go, that's funny.
That's funny.
When they say right. That, that's like a jealousy appreciation.
Yes, a jealousy appreciation. Like,
you thought of that.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
And then I was worried the whole time, waiting for a feedback. They're like, dude, your scripts are funny, but in a stand-up comedy way. Not in a screenwriter. Or I was like, what is stand-up, bro? Then luckily they were coming to Durban to do the stand-up comedy show with the Durban municipality. And then I went and watched them. I was like, oh, okay, this is stand-up. Then I had to then change my scripts into stand-up. And then I went on stage and tried it and it worked.
No ways.
That's crazy.
Did they invite you on to that same show?
No. They didn't invite me on to the same show. So there were auditions, comedy auditions at school at DUT. And I was there because I was working and studying part-time as well.
So what were you studying?
Information technology. Mm-hmm. Which obviously I dropped out. Because of comedy. And then when I heard of the auditions, and then I went and you know, I joined and signed up for the auditions, and then I auditioned, and the audience appreciated my set, and the guy Monobis, you know Monobis,
Grootboom,
yes Grootboom, he put me on the show. The first show that I did in Durban was with Ronnie. This was now a few months later after the show that I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie was there. Thing. Riyad Musa was there.
Oh, wow.
Joey Rustin was there.
This is your first time on stage, bro?
In a like big audience.
Yeah, like a normal show, yeah.
To be an open act.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I did the things, and it worked. And I was like, okay, this is the thing I want to do. That is how it started.
So after you killed that night, you were like, DUT, I'm out.
Yeah,
did
I was
you
like,
resign
yo,
in
actually,
a parachuting?
I resigned at the parachute company when there was the So You Think You're Funny advert.
What?
So you were like, down with this?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I didn't even know what So You Think You're Funny, because it was the first one. I didn't know what they wanted.
Wow.
I didn't know, hey, bruh, I took a risk. I was like, yo, whatever happens, I'm going to win that show.
Mm.
Win.
And that's why he won, because he didn't have another plan.
Then I went to the show and then eventually I won it.
So how many times had you done comedy before you entered, so you think?
Oh, many times. So what happened was I asked Duro Noguti, where are other comedy shows happening? Mm. And he was like, yo, there's something called club gigs. As you know, those small anyana gigs where we test our material on it. Maybe weekly basis. And then it was like, they are here in Joburg, mostly. And then I would then come to Joburg every like 2-3 times a week, take a bus, do an open spot, go back, back and forth. So when So You Think You Funny came, I was ready, if I can put it like that. Yeah, I was ready because I had, you know, experienced comedy beyond KZN. So when that opportunity came, then I was ready, and then I was like, yeah, let's go.
And you had dreadlocks.
Yeah.
You had dreadlocks?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I cannot imagine you with hair.
It was before nature happened.
Full Ntando dreads.
What the hell?
Yeah.
They used to touch his back.
My goodness. Ooh. What made you change that? It's just like with that guy's dead.
I mean, like, we grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we grow. And,
and then other things stop growing.
You get i.e. hairline.
I'm a transvestite.
I had to
dream,
go.
Dream necessity.
And now he's saying it's a choice.
Uh-uh. It's no. This is life.
Made by God.
When did you realize, Huri, this dread is no longer growing?
It's been the same for 4 years now.
Guys, when I came to live in Joburg,
yeah,
I was like, actually, before I came to Joburg, I was like, no, man, I'm tired of this. The sitting in the salon and, yo, it was
a lot. Because you had big dreads, bro.
I had big dreads.
And bongo dreads. Like, or like bongo dreads, or just like, they just grew into one
they
dread.
Just grew and then we...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the maintenance is tiring. This is easy.
And you have to have like a different set of friends because you have to have somebody who can maintain the dreads.
Bruh. And people just assume that you smoke weed when you have dreads.
And you don't even touch.
I don't even smoke, bruh.
But people would call you Rasta.
Yeah, because you have dreadlocks. Yeah. Who Rasta? Jaman.
No. No.
Wait, so now, wait, let's go back a little bit. So now you're at the audition processes. How do you feel? Was this your first time interacting with so many people that are kind of have the same interest in one space?
Yes. Yes, it was my first time. Even though I knew some of the people.
Who was there that you knew?
I knew about Justice Felix. I knew about Simpiwe.
Tips.
So you mean in Durban when I was auditioning, or
in the show?
Just walk us through that whole process of how it became about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what happens is that, like any other audition, they move from one city to another. Then in one city they will select maybe 20, and then 20, and then. And then we then all come to Joburg, like in the idols.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, then they start cutting down people, giving us challenges and so forth and so forth. So there was a lot of us in the beginning. I think we were like, 1,000 or something.
Wow.
Jeepers.
So, yeah, because it was the first one. So it was huge. It was really advertised. And then it was my first time. You are right, interacting with so many people that had the same interest in one thing. So, like, there's a lot of comedians that I met there for the first time. Tips, met him there. Kanyisa, I met her there.
Kanyisa Bono.
Yes. Tsetsi Matlagala, Tabang.
ER?
No. There's another Tabang. Tabang was the guy who came third.
Yes.
And then, yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot. There's a lot of people that came from the show. And then, obviously, that chopping down.
Did you ever feel like that was a rash decision you made going into comedy? Or when you were going through the process of the competition, you were like, yeah, it's hard, but I'm going to make it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Imposter syndrome, is that something that you experienced at any point?
I think at some point I did because, okay, first of all, being in front of the cameras, it was my first time. So I'm from Empangeni, bra.
Yeah. We've been there a few times.
I've invited you there a few times.
Empangeni is like where they shoot shark. Because
really?
It's still the same.
It's in the 1400s.
I'm coming there soon.
They're going to boo you.
So I had never been in front of the TV space and understand the behind the scenes and everything. Obviously, I felt some type of way that maybe I'm not worthy or good enough. But then also there was this thing that, remember that you quit your job, son.
Yeah.
Motivation.
Motivation. Yeah, so you have to see this through. So imposter syndrome. Yeah. I had to really move forward.
Bro, and then you win the show, dog. Like, talk us through that. Like, what did that mean for you? What did that mean for your comedy career? And how did your life change? Because I think the prize was like 100,000 rand.
Yeah, it was 100,000.
So 100,000 rand, but also like a like a guaranteed comedy career, right?
Yeah.
So what happened after, like, how did your life change after winning So You Think You're Funny?
Oh, it changed, bro. It changed. The other guy, the parachute guy, really, I left that guy before the show.
You got us this far, thank you.
Yeah, bye. A career was born, bro. My career was born from that show. I became someone. I had a new identity. I found something that I really love and enjoy.
Yeah.
And I was happy that I made that choice. And then from then, yo, bruh, been working. Mm. Been working. Like, this has given me an opportunity to see life differently, to meet people. Yo, bruh, to entertain different people on different levels of life. So I'm happy. My life changed completely. 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Did you have any dependables before that? Because, like, you agree?
Wow, you just asked a black question in such great English. Yeah. Do you have any dependables?
No, not
family.
Like,
people to take care of.
Yes, because especially.
No.
Because, like,
you... I had a family, like siblings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because leaving a job is not easy in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They didn't know.
Surprise!
But you went on TV.
You push me so loud.
You went on my parachute.
You went on my diesel.
They didn't know until I was on TV.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
But you also because you're good at keeping secrets, though.
Clearly. I try.
Because you told me a secret the other day. I can't tell it. You told me a secret the other day, and
you
in my heart of
not just on tell TV. Us that you... and not tell us what the secret
no,
is.
No, you told me a secret the other day.
Also, it stays between the four of us.
Get me.
Yeah, I mean, just between the four of us. Yeah, this is what
was this thing. Yeah. Come on,
dog. No, he told me a you told me something in confidence the one day, and you told me you were saying something like you were trying to like inspire me, and I could tell you were saying, "Hey, bro, just carry on doing what you're doing. This is what happened to me. You can't tell anybody, but this is what happened to me."
Oh.
Then I was like, "Yo, that's crazy," because you'd never think, you know, I can't tell the secret. I can't. Yeah. I really can't. But you would never think of I would, you would never you don't give away.
Hey.
Are you going to see?
Yeah, bro.
The angel is like, say nothing.
He is the spirit whisperer. Literally kawashini.
Literally kawashini. Silicone.
Yeah. So I wash my hands.
Yes, but the way you told me that thing, and I would have never thought that, because you don't exude that type of lifestyle or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you told me that, you told it to me in such a way to be like, yo, man, just carry on doing what you're doing and be okay. But like, I could tell that it was burning you to say something, to be like, yo, man, like, I can inspire you, like, move on. And I appreciate that secret, you know, and yeah.
How one day, guys? Go,
which I can't. Re-excluded.
You can't just do that to us.
I don't re-exclude it because it's secret.
So, which older comedian did what to you?
I don't want to do anything to you.
Oh, you're talking reindeer. Working baby reindeer.
Maybe no one only did him a comedy.
No. That has never been. Maybe on season 2 of So You Think You're Funny.
That was my season.
No wonder you didn't make it to the final.
Stop. Stop.
They offered and you said no.
I said no. That's why I didn't win. Like,
yeah.
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 No, dog. But yeah, you know, hopefully you'll be able to share that secret with us one day. But here's what I want to know, dog. Your life, how did it adjust after that? Because here you are, unemployed, former parachute maker.
Pivotal moment.
And now you're a full-fledged comedian. You've got 100K in your pocket.
Yeah.
You've been taking buses. And this is what some people don't understand about your comedy career, bro. You were taking buses every second or third day up and down to and from Joburg, right? You took so many buses that you even wrote a book.
Yeah.
In the bus.
Yes.
Wow.
Please talk to us about this book and how you decided while I'm here in the bus, because I've seen this Steven Seagal or Van Damme movie. What?
And they make you watch while they rewind.
Please, am I lying? What movies played in the bus? Bloodsport, Meja Lang it.
Yeah.
Predator.
Why two and three?
It's a long trip. It's 11 hours in the bus.
Oh no, please.
It's 10.
What are you doing?
10 hours.
Take off that one.
Yeah, it's 10.
With the brakes. So
my life changed. Now I'm no longer this guy.
Yes. You are now.
Now I'm famous.
Yes.
And I've got 100K. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I bought a car because gigs were to come. Mm. So I needed to be able to move up and down. And then did some few things at home, lapa na lapa, and then started gigging. And so I've always had a story to tell. Mm. And like everybody else, this one particular day when I was on my trip to Joburg from Durban.
In the bus?
In a bus. Mm. After winning So You Think You're Funny. Mm. So I took one more trip coming to Joburg. And in that trip then, I met this stranger. And we start talking and we were talking. And then I end up telling her my story that I've always wanted to share. And then when I tell her the story, she's like, yo, maybe you should tell the story to the world. People will be inspired by this story. Because like she wouldn't have thought that this guy she just saw on TV has this story to tell. And then that's how the book came about. Then I wrote the book. And I have to agree and I have to confess that I didn't do a good job in putting the book out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I only sell it at the comedy shows. So it's my fault. I'm owning up. I'm going to try and push it.
And the name of the book is Our Father?
Our Father, yes.
Yes.
Yes, the name of the book is Our Father. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it online because these days it's easier.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a brilliant story, you know.
Thank
and
you.
It's an easy read. You know, I enjoyed all 32 pages of it.
So the it was shade a trail of it all.
It was a pamphlet like for Mrs. Book.
It's just like, Swiss, what happens after the bus trip? I pella that boy.
And the font is big.
Pella pasin. Yeah, Sean done it.
The font is big. Very big.
Once upon a time, page 2.
We went to.
And the actor dies.
And then Titi's uncle. No. It's a proper legit book, right?
Thank you.
And I loved reading that story because it really captured that era you were in your life properly, right? And then comes traveling, touring, Spiso Nene. What was the first car you bought?
Hyundai. I think it was Hyundai Elantra.
Elantra.
Yes.
Mm. Aichi.
Hey, Hyundai always has these
Hyundai, bruh. The Hyundai Elantra. Yeah, overheat.
From the time you bought it?
Yeah. It was a second-hand car.
Yeah.
So, 100,000, you can't buy a brand new car.
Yeah,
even
back
in 2009, you couldn't. Mm. So, I had to buy, you know, something that could just move me from point A to B. Mm. And then, that was my first car.
Then you got the Jeep after.
Yes, then I got the Jeep after.
Brur.
Hey, that Jeep has miles on it.
Brur, I've never seen a car with that mileage in my life.
Oh, no.
And Sviso travels alone.
Sviso travels alone. Sviso used to drive everywhere. If Sviso had a gig in the Eastern Cape.
He'd drive there.
Yes.
Are you never tired of driving?
You'd see Sfiso's gig guy.
Dude, that was back then. That was 2010, 11.
But even then, Sfiso, there is Ndiza machine.
Yes, I would fly, but sometimes there are gigs that, like if you have a gig in Pietermaritzburg,
yeah,
and in Bethlehem, where are you going to fly
okay,
to?
Okay, fine. That makes sense.
You see?
Okay.
But he would start the journey in Joburg. Yeah.
Straight.
That's the party's over there. Sfiso's Jeep, I've never seen. Look, I'm a car guy. Yo, I know high mileage cars.
Yeah. Right.
I remember jumping. We were going to Witbank. I jumped in the Jeep. It was on 736,241.
I've never even heard of that.
Yo. One day we were reckless. We're late. I used to run a gig in Witbank.
Yes, yes.
It was me, Pops, and Skumba. So we are late. Yo, I think we got into Witbank from Joburg. It was 20 minutes.
In the 767,000 kilometer
Edging
Jeep.
On.
Yo.
Sfiso was like, I know a road. We're like, what
He's
road?
He's a spirit collector. He would know.
He's like, I know a road. That road was dark. Maracar Jeep in my lights.
Maybe we collected a spirit from that road before.
That's what I'm saying.
We left Joburg doing 200. We arrived at Witbank doing 200.
No, guys.
We listened to four songs. We listened to four songs. We were there.
20 minutes.
You could have read his whole book.
Because this guy was late.
Guys.
Who was late? Pops.
Pops. Obvious. Obvious. Pops was late.
Obvious. Guys. Was late. Won't go into a story one way. Won't go into.
Yo, that night. Yeah. That night. Yo, that was one of the best nights in Witbank. There's a story. Skumba and I.
It's also a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Skumba has told his side
I
of the
know
story.
The story.
Yeah, Sfiso knows the real story.
Yeah.
Skumba has
there
told
three
his
sides
his
of the story. Pops' side, Skumba's side, and the truth. I know the truth.
I cannot.
Oh my goodness.
And there are so many stories.
This one. I'll tell you.
Sure.
I'll tell you my version and the truth.
Okay. I know your version. Your version is when you're a good guy, right?
I was part of the problem.
Yo.
Ooh. But So I remember because Fiso showed us that road, when we did Witbank again, we were late again. I don't know whose fault it was. But I was driving this time. Fiso wasn't with us. So we were late.
The road.
And then I remember we went with Ndumiso Lindi. And that was when I just got an Alfa Romeo 156.
Yo.
Yeah. Ferrari. So I was just like, Sfiso showed me the road.
I knew he
wrote. I went on the road. We were late again. Also managed to get to Witbank. 40 minutes, 30 minutes. Two clipper the whole way. Ndumiso Lindi was praying the whole way. In the car.
It was just after I got married.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No, I died.
But because, like, we knew a road to get to Witbank now.
Yeah.
But that was honestly one of the best gigs. It was at a news cafe, huh?
It was Capello's.
Capello's.
Yeah, it was Capello's.
So that's, back in the day, that's what we had to do. We had to do a lot of, like, sharing spaces with certain promoters and clubs and whatever to establish comedy. And that's why I bring up the traveling element with Sfiso was because Sfiso is a Durban comedian, right?
Yeah.
And naturally what comedians do is they do gigs where they're from.
Yeah.
But Sfiso has always done gigs. Sfiso will...
Where?
Ekuruman. How was Sfiso? And it's not even a once-off. It's a regular night.
Yes, yes.
And there's an allegiance of Sfiso fans there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So,
So
I want to know, like, your life-changing, back to the life-changing question thing. You started traveling and doing comedy all around.
Yeah.
Right? Would you say, again, you driving up and down and doing all these ups and downs, what made you decide to start planting comedy seeds everywhere you went?
Because I knew that hype and the fame was not going to last forever. It was just going to be temporary.
Smart.
Like anything else that is hyped up, it disappears. So I had to make sure that there's some substance here and there that I'm planting, so that when the hype dies down, I can always go back to these places and work. So that was the reason.
And along the journey, how do you deal with superstardom? How do you deal with attention? Because you were just a dreadlock parachute guy. Now there's you know, the attention from girls.
Yeah.
There's all these temptations put in front of you. How did you deal with fame and these new added pressures that came with it?
I dealt with it. The way I dealt with it. Yes, I made mistakes like everybody else.
How many of them? How many of them, and what are their names?
Living legend.
You don't want me to go there.
Oh, what na?
What
are you saying, Liga? What are you saying, friends? Kind of people here that have your secrets. No more secret keepers on this show.
No, man. Like everybody else, I made mistakes and I've owned up to my mistakes. And I'm good. I hope you have.
I have. I hope you have.
I hope you will.
Farida.
I'm just a guest and I don't know why I'm getting shots.
What do you mean?
Even the pastors make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. The pastors make the biggest mistakes.
Yeah.
Using the Bible.
Yeah, bro. The person who preaches in the church is the person who has made the most mistakes in the church.
Well, considering my pastor then.
Yes. Even your pastor, yes. His pastor is a quite a star.
What?
Usfuna Zonke.
Hey, hey. I like that guy.
Love him.
He's good.
Two bits.
It shows that in life we can change, bruv.
Yes.
Anyone can change.
No matter
change.
How far gone you are.
How far gone.
You know.
Yes, we just talked about mistakes made. Oh, you said you made mistakes.
Yeah, like everybody else.
Mm. Yeah.
Got back to the thing that got me into this space.
In that time, did you have any kids?
No.
Okay.
No, at the time I didn't have any kids.
Okay.
The kids I have were intentional. Oh, they were not mistakes.
No. I'm not. Yeah, I don't. None of that. No.
Don't rub it in, man.
I'm saying at the time when you were still wild. Well, not wild, but like the time when you were still finding yourself. Were you a parent at the time? No.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, but being wild does not really mean I was wild with the girls.
No, it's I was just lifestyle.
Yeah, bro. So yeah.
Were you drinking?
No, I've never drank, never smoked.
You've never smoked?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the first thing. You know, the one time your sister made me feel so bad, bro. Like I felt horrible.
What happened?
I was drinking, having a good time. I was enjoying myself.
As Titi does.
Yeah. I was enjoying myself. Also, have you ever drank any? Okay, we're not going to also... halala.
What is Farina?
Halala.
My father wouldn't be impressed.
So I'm drinking, I'm having a good time. I'm like, and I'm like, oh, Grootman. I didn't say Grootman, I said, bro. I said, bro, why don't you drink? Then he looked at me and said, because I'm busy. Bro, you know how unbusy I felt.
Yeah.
Like,
you have time to drink. What are you doing?
What's wrong with me? Why am I not busy?
And I was busy.
Yo. I stopped drinking for 3 months after that.
Surprise.
And then I was busy as well.
Then you understood what you did.
Yeah, but so, you know, sorry. Another thing I'd like to say, and I'm sorry to be long. Your career has, like, in a funny way, inspired me personally, and I'll tell you why. The same moment where I'm telling you about the joke, right? I'll never forget the joke. That was the one time where I purely understood that maybe I want, like, this is something I understand. I understand the way this guy thinks. Then the first time, and then then my friend of mine bought me a ticket to your show, Baby Mama Drama, at the Lyric Theater, funny enough.
That's why I was asking about the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to go to.
I watched your show, Baby Mama Drama, right?
Yeah.
And I don't pride myself in my Zulu, right? Mm. You know, my Zulu is not great, but I watched
it. Zulu Saku.
Sieza. And also, like,
Yesalapo.
Umugogondlawami ubuhlungu. Yazi umugogondlawami.
Fikile lapho. Selfikile. Sorry.
Siyaxolisa.
Ngiyabuya swiswi.
Okay, shaka peni peni.
So yeah, we went to Baby Mama Drama. I forget the year. It was the
2017.
Yeah,
when I did the lyric, yeah.
Yes, 2017. It was the greatest. I've never laughed like that as a human being. Like, I was laughing and having a good time.
Thank you, man.
And immediately after the show, and we'll talk about the show itself now, right?
Yeah.
Immediately after the show, I guess I bump into Lihlam Simang and Mo Mutebe. And because, you know, when before that, I had been watching Trevor Noah and all that. So it feels like a little bit disconnected because there's a lot of things you don't understand, a lot of things that don't touch your life. But Baby Mama Drama is something I can relate to from my mom's perspective, because my mom is the baby mama in that situation, right?
Were you the drama?
Yeah. Yeah. I still am.
Daddy issues?
Yeah. That's his next show.
Oh, really?
Daddy issues.
Yeah. So then...
Not to hear, bro. Yeah.
Ish. And then I'm hearing you.
No, we're here with you.
We're not here. Daddy issues.
My father is no longer here, Tizi.
Me yes. too.
That is painful.
But Farida's father was present.
Oh, yes.
Why did you say it like that? Because you look
yeah, because
like,
now, like,
Farida's
was present. No. But it's unlike
it's
Adam.
It's very different tomorrow.
But if you're
unlike other people I know.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah,
like,
sorry.
To cut the long story short, I met Lihlam Simang after that, and she introduced me to how to start doing comedy. And yeah. that's why, like, because I asked her, look, you, how do you do this thing? And then she's like, yo, do this, do that, do that. And it all came from the same person that kind of inspired, like, kind of, you know, that dream. Like, you know, when you see a comedian for the first time, like, ah, this guy, I understand how this guy thinks.
Yeah.
So I think I can think like that. They're like, so your references when you start writing jokes, it's always like, yeah, man, that guy, like that guy was doing it. Like that guy was doing it. So yeah, it's like, anyway, you know.
I felt the passion.
I get you, bro.
Yeah. Like I speak from emotion, not from sense.
No, thank you.
What is this one?
Heartfelt.
You remind me of Fiso's book.
Oh, it was an emotional book.
You just ended it out of nowhere. You just stopped. We were coming so well.
But yeah, let's talk about Baby Mama Drama though.
Like, before we get to Baby Mama Drama, you did update our father.
Oh yes, there's a new version. There's a new version.
Thicker.
Because there were things that I left out.
Of importance.
And and I was like, no, man.
Actually,
passing me Montrose. Asang fagi Montrose stock.
Yeah, actually, initially, there were two books. Actually, there are two books. So it's just that this one hasn't done what it is supposed to do. As soon as this one does what it's supposed to do, then I'm gonna release this one. Oh, so okay. It's gonna make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Baby Mama Drama?
Yeah.
The show?
Because I wanted to know, when did you get the baby? And when were you with the baby mama?
Oh, okay. Yazi, I like it when people watch a gag or watch a show and conclude that it's true. It means I've done well.
Wow.
Shala.
So how can a baby mama?
Nah, dog.
Wow.
You don't have a child?
I do have a child, but there's no Baby Mama Drama.
Oh, wow. I don't want to ask about the drama. I want the child.
But I'm saying the show is called Baby Mama Drama.
Yes.
So the
and even if you think about the gags,
the gags,
about
they talk bro, about the drama that happened.
So real. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, because then, I mean, it means I did my job well.
Yes.
Because our job is to be believable.
Yo.
That's amazing.
Bro, talk to us about like your style of comedy, right? Because there's a lot of people who might not be aware of your type of comedy. Because your comedy feels like from another comedian. It's like whenever you perform, right, it feels like we're stuck in a fantasy, right? You, and not fantasy like you just make up stuff. It just feels like your stuff is well thought out from the beginning to the end.
To the end, yeah.
And wherever you take us, you transport us there. If you say, I'm at Woolworths and Woolworths is like this, I feel like I'm in Woolworths with you.
Yeah.
Because you manage to take in every detail and paint this picture like we're there. So the reason why I ask about the style of your comedy is because I go, I've never known you to be political.
Yeah.
I've never known you to be any, you know, satirical, this, that. When I think of Sfiso Nene, brand of comedy, I just think Sfiso Nene. What style of comedy would you say that is?
Yeah. I think as an act, it's not up to me to define my style. It's up to the person watching.
Damn.
How they receive me.
Damn.
So what I need to do is to do the best that I can do, the writing and the performance. So the audience determines that this guy is like this, is like that, is like that. I don't write with the
intention,
with an intention of a certain style, because then I'll limit myself. Or to be acknowledged, or to be seen as, you know, this guy who's a political comic, because that's very limiting. So rather write and leave it to the audience to decide how they receive you.
I want to ask you a weird question.
Sure.
Yeah. How are you so big,
yeah,
but you're not so big?
I think it's brand positioning.
Okay, elaborate.
Yeah. I think there's big, hyped up big. I was big during So You Think You're Funny when I won that show.
From a fame point of view?
Yes.
Yes.
So there's fame and there's substance.
Mm.
Oof.
Right?
Preach, nene.
Or value, if you can put it like that. So I think I watched an interview by Denzel Washington. He said the greatest way of advertising is doing exactly what you do, which in my case is stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I want, that people know me as a stand up guy.
Mm-hmm.
And not, dude, I know the hype and everything.
Mm.
And there's a time for it. It's not all bad, but sometimes you align your brand with what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, it's not the hype. It was just to work on my sets, have something really strong so that when the right time comes, when the hype comes, it can complement the substance.
Well,
and you know why I asked it that way, right? Because I say you're big, but you're not big. Sfiso, you do massive shows, bro.
Yeah.
Massive shows. And you market them yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you hear, you're listening to Drive Time with Tebow, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Sfiso coming up, and you know, in
pain.
Why would you do this? What have I done? Marita, what have I done?
Why would you do this?
Marita, what happened?
Yo.
What did you hear?
On MTV for 10 seconds. You know when they're talking and there's a timer there? You know that show? You know it? With that other guy?
Which is this? Okay.
Oh, they're out there, the tough guy, Opagile.
Okay, Sfiso, let's go with you and your... What were you saying?
Needs to relax on those squats, man.
You need to... I didn't come here for this.
Have you seen these pictures in the elevator?
I get shocked.
And I went to school with him. He wasn't like that.
No, guys, I see Pagela.
So yes, so that's the reason I say I say you're big, but because for me, I look at you and I go, and I guess that's what also happens with a lot of us in the comedy industry and in the entertainment industry. Especially people who watch you perform for the first time.
Yeah.
They have this look on their face like, who is this guy and where has he been all my life?
Yeah.
So, and I think you answered it perfectly, because in the realm of stand-up comedy, you're a goat. Like, yep. you're no one wants to follow you. I know Skumba agrees with me. You are the undisputed champion of the stage in this country.
Yep.
Pound for pound. Right? But at the same time, a lot of people don't know who you are. So you can still go to Pick and Pay and buy airtime. We're right.
Just.
sorry. Woolworths. But at the same time, you sell out big shows, bro. Like, Mpangeni is what? Like, 7,000?
Yeah, there's a venue gonna do 5,000.
Carnival City, you do 3,800 people. You do 2,000 whatever at Gold Reef. You do 3,000 at Emperor. Like, everywhere you go, you pack out theaters. What kind of relationship do you have with your audience? And were you always packing up theaters? Or is there a method to this madness that you've developed over the years to make sure that even though not a lot of people know about you, even though your following is not as big as we think it should be, but you're still able to achieve this type of comedy success?
I remember you asked me a question. Why was I
planting seeds?
Planting. Those seeds have grown.
Aish!
Mastermind.
Aish!
That's the audience.
Mr. Miyagi.
That has been coming to the club gigs that I've been doing in different places, in Joburg, in Durban, and wherever. And they tell other people. And also, comedy is not about hype, bruh. We must really move away from that. Comedy is about what you do on stage.
Oof. That's it. Yeah, bruh. The hype, it
people are going to tell other people, bruh. That's it. That's your best form of advertising. What you do on stage.
Oof. Yo, nene.
What do you are you what is that word when you are in touch with something else?
In tune.
Are you in tune?
Wow.
Are you in tune with your level of with the level of respect that you have in comedy? Because sometimes I could see, like, you could be chilling with us and having a laugh and all that stuff, and in my head I'm like, yo, that's Fisone. That's like, he's part of the reason most people probably who are there at, you know, like at Bioscope, you'd come and you'd be like, you want to jump on? He's like, yeah, I'll jump on. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And it'll be like, thank you guys so much for giving me a spot. I'm like, you thanking us, bro. Like, by virtue of you being here, you get a spot anyway. And, like, are you in tune with that? Because I feel like sometimes, like, you're too humble. Or, like, and too humble,
No, he always guns me on that.
Like, I don't like too humble, because it's too, not that I don't like it, it just makes me feel
like you're not aware of how much of an impact you're making.
Not me, but it makes but the other person, it's like,
I
won't rawon.
No, I get what you
say. Like, I see what you.
Yo, that is so deep.
Yes.
But it's almost
sorry to cut you.
No.
I think what keeps me like that is the fact that I'm still hungry for this thing. Yeah, bro. I still want to have the best gags.
Yeah.
So the recipe for it will always remain the same. It's the club gigs. Perform over and over and over. So why must I come there and then
act all
as
But
if...
don't you think it's also the fact that as comedians we're real people? If there's one thing I love
also,
about comedians,
we are real people, bro.
Like,
yeah.
Every real comic I know
has never gone
superstardom.
People that see us as superstars are people that buy tickets.
Is there a reason why there's laughter at the back?
Yeah, I know.
I'll say that again. Every real comedian
I know
has never gone superstar.
That's true, bro. I've seen the superstars. Like,
guys,
and I'm like,
Trevor Noah has not gone superstar.
Yeah. Trevor is Trevor that we knew back
the same
in the
Trevor.
Day.
Mm. Same thing.
So,
and if there's one person who should
be
a superstar, it's him.
But he's not. Why would I then...
No, so, like, we're not just because you've got a couple of influencer gigs.
Also, you're a comedian. Also, you're a comedian.
I'm a
superstar.
I know who you're talking about.
Bro, we learn from each other all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
As soon as I think I'm better, as soon as I think I'm big, then I will not be able to learn from the new guy.
Mm. And the new guys have so much to teach.
Bruh. They remind you why you are doing this.
Yes. Like, there's a comedian by the name of Aiden Ho, right?
Hey. Aiden. You know him?
Yeah, Aiden Ho.
Half Chinese, half white.
Half Chinese, half white. It, you, looking at it, Twite. You think like he's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you think like, you would like dismiss him if you didn't actually sit down. And you sit down with him and he speaks in a funny way. You know, I want to explain.
You're going to get canceled.
He looks like a villain in the first Despicable Me.
This is going further. This is going further.
That guy, is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. And he's right. I hear what you're saying about the humility and being real and being a real person. It's just that sometimes, even as a real person, there's my grandfather who's a real person in my life that I give respect. It doesn't matter. It's not that it's going to change our relationship or things that I feel like I can teach him or teachable moments between the two of us. It's just that sometimes I feel like comedians fail to take up those roles, and then it also takes away from the younger people getting to ask those questions. Because when Sfisonen is hanging out and acting like he's normal, is a normal guy, there's a person who doesn't understand that there's knowledge to be gained from Sfisonen for where you are. You are learning from us, regardless of what we do, because we're just living our lives as we can. But I feel like a lot of older comedians become observers more than involved. Because then it's like, okay, now you're getting material from us and you're going to tell us, but you have to teach us how to also draw from those things. And that's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not saying that you should be superstars or whatever. I'm just saying like even Trevor, like if he was a little bit more accessible to the people that he needs to be accessible to, those people would be accessible to us too. That will be accessible to the next generation and so forth and so forth. I'm not saying Trevor is not. He's very accessible.
Trevor watches popcorn and cheese.
I know. Yeah,
give
yeah,
a message
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Hey, he was like, Titi Chumerik, I love you so much. Get on.
Why has nobody told me this? I came in my home clothes. I thought you're just chilling, talking to Sfiso, who's a big guy, but you know the guy. I'm chilling with the boss and the guy, sitting with the turmeric, the bearing. On his room. You can't. But then there's Trevor, the new one. Say, I just want to say, wow. My week is getting a bit hard.
First, it was the lashes. Now the wig.
It's you, Sfiso. Sfiso. You're expecting me to be okay.
Sfiso.
Oh, man.
You are undressing our co-pilot. One hair at a time.
I've got a forehead. Yo.
Titsimara. Also, you saying Farida or Sfiso?
Farida. Oh.
Wow. Let love the Forex hate.
No, I'm joking. But that's all I'm saying. I hope that it becomes a little bit more accessible. Because as we're creating this industry, it needs leaders. And sometimes leaders are too far for certain people to access.
So my bra, like if you say I'm at Bioscope, I'm there. It's up to you what you do with me there, with me being there. If you don't ask anything, I'm going to keep quiet. I'm not going to go around saying, yo,
that's life.
Here's some leadership. Who needs leadership?
Who needs leadership?
Leader.
Yeah.
I think I get where both of you are coming from in terms of points. You are saying own the space of being respected. And let people, not necessarily let people know, but it's almost like wear the respectable jacket. With honor and pride. You worked hard. You went through the grind and you did what you did to get here.
Yeah.
He's saying, okay, in as much as I will wear the jacket of respectability, you as the person wanting more, wanting to learn more, research is out there. We just need to look for it.
Yeah.
If I'm in a place where I can see people and I look up to them, or I don't even know what they do, having conversations with people opens up your mind to What can I ask? What does he do? If I'm already a fan of Sfiso and I see him there, I can't be scared. I'm already there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already there.
And you are lucky enough, you live in an era where you actually have, you and the next generation, you have access to all of us.
Yes.
And the other older generation. When we started in comedy, you couldn't go to where Loiso Gola and Joey and David Kibuka and Eugene and Trevor were sitting.
Yeah.
They had their own section. You stayed here. You only went there if you were called. And the only time you get called to go and sit or speak to them is if you killed.
Mm. So mean I'm there and you keep quiet.
He must wear the respect.
Give me the shirt.
Give him the shirt.
Give him my number. Give me my number. Give me my number.
Hey. I respect, boy.
Respect. I'm wearing it now. You guys must not come close to me.
Yo, bro. Nene. You know, we've spoken about your comedy career. We didn't even speak about your acting career, bro.
Oh, dude.
Bro, you are the reason why Taxi Ride is Taxi Ride. Do you understand? Like, you channeled your innermost Zulu and you became, like... Where did you draw that inspiration to become a taxi driver? What research did you do?
Bruh, it was my whole life before so anything you find, I was using my tags. I'm a Zulu person. Mm. I'm exposed to that lifestyle. And so it's an easiest thing to talk about or to imitate. So I just took what I know and then I put it onto camera.
You know why I'm asking this question?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to find out if maybe you are not related to another nene I know who used to own taxis and rank taxis.
Oh,
no.
Big Zulu's real name is Siyabonga Nene.
Yeah.
No.
Is that a cousin?
No. It's Bonga Siyafadu. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
No, I thought maybe Boshai research na. Elenki.
Elenki. There is Funukba Nema.
And now they both do. Yeah. Nene, bro, please talk to us about your shows, dog. Like, I'm super excited about this weekend, bro.
Oh, man, this weekend we're doing something big. We are doing two shows this weekend.
Yes.
One in Mbizana or Wild Coast Casino.
Yes.
There by Port Shepstone, Port Edward, because they always say, it's not bizarre, it's Port Edward. So it's together now. So we're doing a show there, Combo Comedy Show. I have this comedy brand called The Combo Comedy Show.
Yeah.
You are there, Skumba is there, David Gao is there.
Oh, yes.
I put in some new acts, some new guys.
Someone says Maria. With the face paint.
Yeah, because we need to, you know, times have changed, yeah. So we need to be inclusive.
No,
that's why I said Abo.
It's people that
like
are
TikTokers.
Funny.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
What did you guys?
That are funny.
What did you?
In today's way.
Climate.
Yes, if I can put it like that.
Oh.
So, because it's comedy, they are funny. Yeah. Why not, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Saturday. That's Friday, 17. This Friday, 17.
Win in
Port Wild Coast Casino.
Port
yeah.
Alfred.
Port Edward.
Port Edward, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
And then Saturday, Durban, Sun Coast Casino.
Come on.
We are there.
Come on.
Pops is there.
Come
David
on.
Gow is there.
Come on.
Church Boy is there.
Come on,
Church Boy.
It's going to be a crazy show. Please get your tickets at Combu Tickets. And then Johannesburg. We are almost sold out, by the way, in Johannesburg. 31 May.
My birthday. So
it's your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
31
May at the Lyric Theatre. Get your tickets. As was a pele at Combu Ticket.
Are we celebrating?
Combo Comedy Show.
Are we celebrating at Gold Rip on the 31?
Just take e-wallets, thanks.
Wow.
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 I'm at the age where I can't buy it.
It's a comedy show.
Okay.
Wow,
that's nice.
Love that for you.
You'll be
You know, when the stress level is like.
Yeah.
Oh, and also there's something coming, my Showmax special.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Bro, I mean, we mentioned your two Savannah Comics Choice Awards. Yes. The comedy Comics Choice
Comics, Awards, so, yes.
Savannah Comics Choice Comedy Awards. There we go.
Yes.
So you won two awards. You won... Yes,
I won the award for the Baby Mama Drama Show.
Yes.
Nice. And headliner. That's the best solo. One-man solo show.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so you won best solo?
The best Venek or the Joma Fela.
Chuma Fela,
best Venek one. Yeah, so those are the awards I won.
Oh, nice. And then we had the comedy festival that happened recently with Eddie Griffin.
Oh, Laugh Africa.
Laugh Africa.
Yeah.
Bro, you were the funniest person at Laugh Africa.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
And I'm not saying this to buy face. Everyone that was there knows it. Every comedian that was there knows it. You're the funniest person there.
Yeah. Eddie Griffin was number 3 on that lineup.
3
last.
Wow,
Titi. Check it there. Yeah,
a whole goat. Goat yam. You recorded your special.
Yes, sir.
When is that dropping on Showmax?
I'm not sure yet. They are still gonna let us know. You see now, if you say there was the best set, that is what I was working towards.
That's the moment you're talking about.
Yeah.
About preparation.
Preparation meets when the hype comes, but it comes onto substance.
Oh.
That has always been the dream.
Oof. Dog, and then lastly, before we finish with your plugs, Bangeni. Dog, when are we doing?
Oh, Bangeni, we're doing my 10-year celebration there. I've been doing shows, Swisson and Friends, for the past 10 years. So
I think I've done 3 or 4 with you.
Yeah, dude, you were there on the first one.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Because I've always been planting. So it's one of the gigs that I've been doing for a long time. I'm from there. And I'm so thankful to the support that I get from home. Because I know it's really hard for some people to get support from where they come from.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For me, like, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Mm.
So we are going to do a big celebration, 10-year celebration, this coming August. Pops is going to be there. Titi, I'm booking you now.
Work on your Zulu. Work on your Zulu.
Yo, Kyo.
Bring your uncle.
Thank you.
Bring Omalume. And yeah, we're going to have fun. It's a 10-year celebration.
Rampangeni, my home. Retablella, how could I have the bridge?
Silicone, what happens?
Life happens for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. 10 years later, it's one of the longest gigs longest running gig that I've been doing.
Mm. It feels like the same material they made Aladdin's carpet.
Yeah.
Passion, the one that could fly. Yes, okay, so...
We need to finish the show, bro.
We need to finish the show, bro.
Let me plug 28th June, Lyric Theatre. Get your tickets. Keep buying them tickets. Thank you so much for everyone. The response was really incredible. People buying tickets. There's tickets like with different range prices. So range yourself in your wallet. You understand? So do that. And then Bioscope Sundays every single Sunday. And I'm releasing merchandise.
Yes.
Merchandise.
Nice.
Yeah. This is your merchandise. We will... put an e-commerce place for popcorn and cheese and all the stuff is going to happen. But just sit out there and have a good week. Have a good day. Shapa.
Love it.
Farida, how has it been being a co-pilot here?
This was fun. I think going back to my day job is going to be so boring. Perhaps, you know, the 31st of May is my birthday. You all are welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Shame. Wow. Please thank them at Clix for lending us you today. All right. And then from my side, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say 8th of June, 8th of June.
The thanks I get for taking my lunch break to come here. The thanks I get. I come all the way from all of Africa. The thanks I get.
In a cage. Ah, man. 8th of June, we're at Empress Palace.
Yes!
Pop-Ups is birthday. Yes, I'm there.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
I'm there. Say you're a surprise.
Oh, I'm a surprise.
Okay.
on the 8th of June. You are so good at keeping secrets. Is this what you're talking about? Is this what you were talking about?
I'm Mr. Price X.
Guys, we are coaching 8 June. You surprise me.
With the Empress Palace. Get your tickets Compi today.
Compi ticket, yes.
You see, we do barter trading.
Yes.
Very important.
Very important. I build you, you build me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's our rules, bro.
I don't pay him. He doesn't pay me. That's how we pay each other.
System.
Oh, even you, we don't pay each other.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's you and I, Sfiso, so we have to pay each other.
Well, with that being said, it's been nice.
Thank you.
Yo, and because of the support of my brother, I've added a show to Suncoast as well, 20th of July.
I'm so there.
So we are together now on the 17th
and 18th.
Of yay!
17 this coming Friday, we are at Wild Coast Casino.
And then 18th,
we're at Suncoast. Yeah. So that's they're like in the coast.
And then on the 20th of July, two months later, 20th of July,
we
are back at Suncoast.
At Suncoast.
And then 27th of July, we are out at the ICC in Cape Town. So we are bringing the show on the road. We are confirming our Gqeberha dates. We'll release them soon. We're also confirming our Witbank dates, our Nelspruit dates, and our Bloemfontein dates very soon. All tickets. And Polokwane. Yes, Polokwane. We are busy battling with a date for September, October. So please get your tickets at CompuTicket. 8th of June. Can't wait. And Pop-Up's birthday comedy special. Sfiso.
Yes, Nene,
sir. I just want to say, brother, over the years, many people have slept on.
Many.
There's a neighbor of yours who doesn't know who you are. You sell drugs. They don't know that you are a comedic superstar.
My neighbors don't
super.
Know.
Super. That's what I'm saying.
Like, show my king. I like it like that, but it's about to change with the special coming.
Yes. So I just want to say, for years, many people have slept on you.
Yeah.
Including Malo. But I just he's gonna continue sleeping on you. But I wanna say he had popcorn and cheese. We've never slept on you. Bro.
Never.
You've been a comedic rock star since we started in this game. And as a token of our appreciation, because we are people from the South, we just wanna say
you all are people from
South. Here's a pillow so that you can sleep on yourself. Don't worry about those who are sleeping on you. Sleep on yourself,
sleep
my brother.
On myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much.
Bro, thank you for joining us, dog. Yo, man, when the new book drops, please come back. Come tell us about the book, how many chapters you've added, and if the story makes it out of the bus.
The bus breaks down. It was S.A. Rodling.
Sfiso has a book called Our Father. You should have a book, Our Hero.
Yo.
And then do a collab.
Yes.
That's so cool.
My father, my hero. Yeah. Our father, our
maybe
hero.
Yours should be Our Father. Oh, my father was not there.
Okay, you're evil.
Oh, there's no guys. He's been the same.
He's not serious. He's not a gay.
From the con that pops.
The cheese that melts.
Yes. We are Pharaoh Pops.
Far Pops,
sorry.
I can't even say
okay.
Pops.
From the corn that pops.
Cheese that melts.
We are
Far Pops.
And just like Sfiso's two shows that are happening in Port Edward and Suncoast, we are out. That's Sfiso's ringtone.
Robo Pops, I'll be my cheese girl and my cheese boy da. We motivate, then we laugh as well. Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. See, I got a story. Petting on my guests, I'm nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of joy. So it's Robo Pops and Robot Boy.
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Kind of like friends like these. Popcorn and cheese.